Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. California has the seventh largest economy in the world. So 4 years ago, when the state adopted an ambitious plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the world took notice. Now that plan, officially known as Assembly Bill 32, could be history even before it's implemented. Opponents say the bill will stall California's already stale economy and have placed Proposition 23 on the ballot this November. Prop 23 would roll back AB 32. Terry Tamminen was Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's Secretary of Environmental Protection when AB 32 passed. Today he's head of Seventh Generation Advisors, a climate change consulting firm. Mr. Tamminen, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, for those of us not familiar with California's climate laws, what exactly is Assembly Bill 32?
AB 32, as it's called, also known as the Global Warming Solutions Act, pretty lofty title, was designed and passed in 2006 to help California do our fair share to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, modernize the economy with clean energy and energy efficiency and low-carbon economic development.
So now comes Proposition 23. It's the ballot initiative, which is up to voters in California this November. And it would basically, as I understand it, not kill Assembly Bill 32, but roll it back. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, it effectively does kill it because it says that it could not be implemented until unemployment reaches very low levels. And that just puts a lot of uncertainty into the process, which currently is on a path to quite a bit of certainty.
Supporters of Prop 23, which would roll back 32, have a very well-financed campaign.
There's no question that the proponents of Prop 23 are well-financed, and in some ways it's being financed by you and me because we know that it's mostly from three major oil companies from out of state, one Oklahoma, two from Texas, that have bankrolled this with millions and millions of dollars. And I say that money comes from you and me because every time we fill up our cars, we're supporting the oil industry that is effectively trying to turn back the clock 100 years on technology and California's economic future.
So would there be international implications if Californians voted to roll back AB 32?
You know, California has a history of being a leader on environmental policy, whether it was being the first to have a Clean Air Act or a Clean Water Act. The U.S. Congress then typically follows, and then often the rest of the world does. And although Europe was ahead of us on climate change policy, China, which is the other big emitter along with the U.S. that so far has no major regulations, is kind of waiting. And if the U.S. doesn't act, we realize that the rest of the world is not going to come up with a comprehensive solution to this problem. So if California can't do it, this great leader on environmental technology and policy, if California can't do it, you could imagine that Congress would pretty much stall any action, and therefore the U.S. is not going to be part of the solution.
So as goes California, so goes the United States.
Exactly. And therefore, unfortunately, so goes the world. You know, California has acted like a nation state, especially under Governor Schwarzenegger, and has reached out and signed agreements with provinces in China, with states in Brazil to deal with deforestation, with countries in Europe, with provinces up in Canada and so on, because we realize that there's a real need to share policies, to share technologies, to figure out how to do these things together. And it's something the world understands but is still struggling with. So, you know, California could certainly still honor those commitments, but really what's harmed is the economic development that is likely to be coming with them.
That economic development would be done by companies. How would Proposition 23 affect the investment in clean technologies?
Well, if Prop 23 passes and effectively ends the implementation of AB 32, then the price on carbon doesn't occur. There isn't a marketplace for carbon emissions where creative businesses can figure out how to reduce faster than others and then trade credits to one another. The whole concept of a cap and trade is to bring down emissions but allow business the most creative and cost-effective ways to achieve it. And so, for example, the deal that California struck with Brazil to allow carbon credits to be created that could be traded into a California and Western states marketplace for well-managed forests that prove they've reduced greenhouse gas emissions by forestry practices. Those credits could be traded to a company in California that has an obligation to reduce but hasn't been able to do so yet. They could buy those credits from Brazil. That entire marketplace goes away, and that entire economic driver for economic development on both ends of the equation goes away.
If Proposition 23 were to pass, would California still be able to move forward on some clean energy fronts?
Well, certainly. I mean, California has been a leader in solar before the passage of AB 32. We passed our own Million Solar Roofs initiative under Governor Schwarzenegger, for example. And we have our renewable portfolio standard, which is helping utilities to make California much greener in terms of the electricity that they deliver to customers. We have our tailpipe emissions standards from clean cars. Those standards were adopted by the Obama administration as national standards. So there's a variety of measures in place that, with or without AB 32, would move forward. But again, it creates a time of uncertainty, which businesses always would come to me when I was in government and say, the one thing we want is certainty. We can deal with a little more cost or, you know, some other new way of doing business. We just want certainty so we can plan. And Prop 23 is entirely going in the wrong direction.
Terry Tamminen is founder of Seventh Generation Advisors. His latest and soon-to-be-released book is Cracking the Carbon Code. Mr. Tamminen, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking.